Hello, my lovelies. I'm Jay Aquininsight, and welcome to Aries season. These are going to be your Aries season messages. Now, as I've started to do the last few seasons, I do have a quote from an Aries native, Robert Downey Jr. His birthday's on the 4th of April, I think. And the quote that I have from him this season is, "I think that we all do heroic things, but hero is not a noun, it's a verb." Now, a lot of these quotes that I pick a month in advance. I think this one I picked maybe Capricorn Aquarius season, I don't remember. But having done the Aries season, as I record this intro, that is very applicable. You will see it in the Aries reading. There's two things I want to cover in this very, very quick intro. Firstly, if you're watching this at the beginning of Aries season, please know that I opened my calendar for 9 days. This was requested. This was not something that I expected to do. I did record a short video just explaining this. Hopefully you've seen that by now, but it's only open for 9 days in between the two eclipses. So I think the first date is the 26th of March until the 5th of April. So I've opened those 9 days. It is. Two of the days are already fully booked. So you can book with me. There'll be details in the description of how you can do that. Now, secondly, I want to explain about the oracle cards. The first card that I pull, which is from a series of oracle decks called the Seasons of the Witch. This one is the Imbolc Oracle, and it's I think I've explained about this on Discord as well. It's not the kind of deck that I'm usually drawn to. If you know me, if you see the decks that I use, there's a number of reasons for it. It's not the deck I'm drawn to. So this was a very significant deck, the way that it came into my life. And the reason I'm using it is, even though we've come out of Imbolc now, we are entering Ostara. I think it's the 21st of March, or it's basically the equinox, right? The spring equinox in the Northern Hemisphere. A new season starts. But I wanted to pull this to show this is what we're bringing into this season. Now, the second card that I pull is from the Sacred Destiny Oracle, and that's the North Node is in Aries. So there's a lot around sacred destinies and stuff that are coming up. And then the final card, as I always do for fire seasons, is an animal spirit card. And this is the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit. I'm very excited for this season. Hopefully by the time you are watching this, I will have recorded and posted the Aries season cheat sheet, as I did for Pisces season. There'll be links to everything in the description, how to book, where you can find the Aries cheat sheet. All of that will be there, or check out my website. I do update my website with everything. I think that's about all that I have to share in this intro. I want to say I love you guys very much. Settle in. Let's get on with the reading. Hello, Taurus. Okay, so I'm continuing shuffling the cards on the screen. I'm going to get stuck straight into your reading. Right. The card that you're coming in with, that you're kind of bringing in, is Blackberries. Now, before I read this, I do want to say, I get it, right? Because you guys always experience the season twice. Why do I say that? Because first you experience Pisces energy, which is kind of 12th house energy, as an 11th house, because that is your 11th house. And then we get into Aries, and Aries is your 12th house, right? So you're going to get a double shot at this, which is what makes you so thorough. Taurus is so thorough. And kind of take your time with things. And I mean that in the best possible way. I don't mean that as a pejorative. I think that's amazing. So if Pisces season was kind of difficult for you, or some things came up, don't worry, you're going to get to figure it out. I'm going to say this to you. There is a lot that comes up in this reading, just looking at it, around ideas and communication. Which I know is usually would think of that as third house energy, right? Of what you think and where these ideas are coming up. But there's something very interesting about your reading, and you'll see that. Let me read you Blackberries. So the key words for this are, I don't even know if I showed it to you before. Let me see. There we go. So the key words are spiritual neglect, dwelling on the negative, low vibrations, right? And it says, there is no weaving with existence when you ignore the presence of spirit within self. Now, it's very kind of Pisces, very 12th house. I'm not surprised you're bringing this in. So don't worry, this is not your Aries season. You're bringing this in. And that's a good thing, but we'll talk about that afterwards. Blackberries have a rich and varied connection with religious cultures and especially Christianity, as it is believed the thorn crown worn by Jesus at his crucifixion was fashioned from blackberry runners. In some tales, they are considered to be dark omens, with people going as far as calling them death fruits or stating they have been cursed by Lucifer after he landed on a blackberry bramble when he fell from heaven. Receiving this card is an indication of spiritual neglect and choosing the path of temptation, greed, drama, laziness, envy, and manipulation. This card often appears when a limiting belief or behavior has become destructive and the shadow aspects of your subconscious are driving your decisions. And that's, there's a lot around decisions coming up here. However, pulling this card also means you are ready to stop being your own enemy, make a change, and own a new pathway forward. Be mindful of the way you react to things and the words you say. That's what I mean, communication's coming up. And the words you say when you dwell on the negative you draw. Hang on, what? And the words you say when you dwell on the negative, you draw further low vibrational energy to your situation. Don't play the victim. Instead, call on your spiritual resources and turn on the lights. There is always a solution where there is hope and honor. They've got this kind of shading thing on the page, if you can see at the bottom, like mountains, right? So it makes it kind of hard to read when you're at the bottom. But anyway, there is always a solution when there is hope and honor. Now, I want you to consider this as something that you bring in. And I'll share just from my own journey. This state is where the most answers come from, the most inspiration comes from. You know, if you were to go online or, I don't know, like talk about this kind of thing of, guys, I'm feeling lonely or sad or just whatever, disconnected, you know, whatever it was, the immediate reaction that you might probably get, and which I think a lot of us fear that we would get, is to be seen as low vibrational, is to be seen as there's something wrong with us, that we're not doing the spiritual work, that we're out of alignment, you know, all of these phrases that come up. And in my experience, in the experience of the people that I've worked with for so many years now, that is not the case. When we're looking at the two fish of Pisces, I know we're in Aries season, but the two fish of Pisces, I said this. So when you've done a lot of inner work, right, the other fish to that is going to be something cosmic, something divine, right? And I know a lot of people that have experienced that this past season. And yet when you fully go into that fish, then you go even deeper into yourself. So the higher you go, then you must also be aware of the lowest vibration that you hold. And so that to me is self-awareness. That to me is an amazing kind of scope of being, a wholeness that comes up. So if you've had this and you haven't talked about it and you haven't said it, and I think some of you haven't been talking about what's been going on, rest assured, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that you are, you know, you've gone off your journey or you've gone off track or your pathway. No, you know, more than that, you have this whole scope that you are now covering. It's very easy to get stuck with one fish, and we'll pick the fish that feels the highest vibration to us. But the key is to balance it out. So that's not the full story. That's part of the story that you're coming in with. Now, let's read you your sacred destiny, which you got inner peace, the lily pond. And you can see koi fish on there. I was actually talking about koi fish yesterday. Somebody remembered a story that I had told about Holland Park and the Kyoto Gardens that are there. Beautifully peaceful place. I used to love going there when I lived near there. Anyway. It says, simply sitting next to a lily pond, watching the dragonflies soar overhead and looking at the luminous lily pads floating gently on the water while their translucent flowers open their petals to the heavens, can fill one with the sense of profound and everlasting peace. Lilies grow in many countries and have been given a wide range of meanings. However, one enduring image of the lily is the notion that out of the darkness and mud arises a thing of immense beauty and grace. There you go. That's what I mean. Right. No matter how much darkness there has been in your life, you can rise into enlightenment and profound tranquility. Sacred landscape wants you to know inner peace is your birthright. Tranquility occurs when you realize that your life is unfolding according to divine planning. Serenity isn't something you have to work for or search for. It already exists within you. To find this inner peace, simplify your life, spend time in nature, and listen to the message of your soul. True peace transcends fear and connects you intimately to the Creator. Breathe deeply and fully, knowing that all is well. Now, I want to say, you know that bit that I said, listen to the message of your soul. I think that's what this is, right? There's messages coming through. So I think the purpose of this reading, me as the reader sat here giving this message, is to show you how to listen to that message. Because your message is your message. This reading's not going to give you the message. But I think it's coming up, but you may not know how to identify it. Because it's coming through in a new way. And that's not just you. If you watch the weeklies of the last few weeks, that's the theme that's been coming up for everyone. And if you can make peace at that level where you've got this, right, where you feel it within yourself, this kind of core story or narrative, there is a lily that can bloom or blossom out of that. When we are attached to surface level experiences, as in, you know, my life is shit if I'm not happy, my career is crap if I'm not making money from it, you know, all of these kind of things, those are stories that we have. And those are, in a way, I mean, the Hierophant didn't come up, but that is the Hierophant. That's that those stories give our life structure. They give our life meaning. Then we know what we're supposed to be doing, in theory. But we can, at some point, find the limitations of those stories. But there is something that can bloom and blossom out of those. Now, you got the black egg, and that is related to the throat chakra, which is what I always connect Taurus to anyway, right? So forget the third house and all the rest of the stuff I was saying. That's you guys. That throat chakra. I'll read you what it says. It says, speaking from an authentic voice, the truth. The black egg contains one of life's essential treasures, the truth. Inside of it resides no confusion, excuses, small talk, noise or lies, not even white ones. This living and breathing vessel harbors only that which rings true. When this essence is in balance, we speak slowly and clearly. We are drawn to activities like writing, reading, teaching, singing, or perhaps public speaking. Sounds draw us in, books draw us in. The concept of truth itself draws us in. We start asking questions like, what do I know to be true about myself? And what is true about the world? When the energy of the black egg is not yet accessed, we speak from an unsure place. We say things others want to hear, gossip, or repeat stories to justify our subpar behavior. We might even try to convince ourselves that we have no inner truth at all. The energy of the black egg hovers and waits for us to reconnect. It is available at every moment, in every situation. It's the epicenter of truth, the birthplace of our voice. That's what I mean about communication. You've got Ace of Swords. I mean, you've got ear coming up here, because you know I always pull an extra one to clarify when we get spirit element. You got the Knight of Swords over here. So this is as much about not just what you feel, Ace of Cups, a new way of feeling, but what you say from that space. Remember, this even talked about the words that we use. It says the black egg and the fifth chakra. The subtle essence of this card resides at the base of the throat, at the Vishuddha chakra. The ancient sages saw this center as the hub that governs our speech and expression. Vishuddha translates as especially pure. The balance of this center is important for all of us, but is especially essential for writers, editors, musicians, and teachers. And I would add, and Taurus this season, right? So I'm going to read you Firefly. Like I said, it's air element, even that's got fire in the name. And it says, inspired and fantastic, yet fleeting. And that's the key part here. This is where I think you may be having a few problems, Taurus, because you need something to be around for a little bit so you can assess, like, you know. And so it feels like it's yours, right? That's the very Taurus feeling of an idea or a feeling. When it's around for a little bit, then you say, okay, this is my feeling or this is my thought. But when it's fleeting, you know, shimmering away like a firefly, it's there and then it isn't. That may be throwing you. But those little bursts of inspiration or ideas that you're getting, those are it. That's your soul's message to you. The firefly contains the light of 1,000 stars. It's pure, radiant, and illuminating. This high frequency charge cannot be sustained for long. Therefore, the firefly card indicates a moment of inspiration or awakening that quickly fades if we do not catch it. There is firefly energy behind every poem, song, and invention. Our job is to be ready to harness this creative spirit when it graces our path. What can you do to support this precious and elusive light? When in balance, writes, creates, brainstorms. When out of balance, burnt out, feels dull. To bring into balance, write a poem, draw. Now, I have this energy. Sometimes I can feel it when it comes up. And, you know, I had this in Aquarius season. I anticipate it for Gemini season for myself because I just know the way that I work. But what I do is, and if you could see my desk around here, I mean, I have tons of these little notepads and stuff, right? My Harry Potter ones. My nephew got me this. But if you have little notepads like this around, write it down. Write down the idea. Just write down a phrase if you have to, but write down something. And, you know, you could make it a practice of whatever comes up during the day. If you have a little notepad, I mean, hey, I'm old school. I like paper and pen. You know, I keep bloody pens and all sorts of stuff always lying around everywhere around me. But your phone, right? You could, anyone that, I don't use WhatsApp, but if you use Signal, WhatsApp has the same feature, I'm pretty sure. It's note to self. You can leave yourself a voice note and then have a practice of, like, in the evening, maybe like before you wind down for bed, you go through your notes that you left yourself in the day. Try it, see. And because when it's fleeting, you may not see the pattern, but you do that for a week, you may start to see that there is a pattern that comes up within that. That, you know, I'm going to say this just because Blackberry comes up. It could be like, even do this for people that piss you off. I know that sounds the weirdest thing in the world. The greatest lessons I've learned about myself, the greatest insight I've had into myself, the greatest where enlightenment and just insight has come in, that light has flooded in, has been for me to observe where I've gotten annoyed with other people. We're just fucked off. Like, you know, why does this keep happening? Or why do people keep treating me like this? You know, that kind of thing. And if I see the pattern of that, you know, say over a week or whatever, then I notice, oh God, like, you know, I think I've been shutting down that part of myself. That's why I feel shut down by other people. And it's a very quick and easy way to discover what's going on. Because if we just focus on the one thing that comes up, like a flash of anger or a flash of even insight, right? You know, oh, that's beautiful. Even that. We may not see the pattern, but if you look, take a step back and have a look at it, you will. You will see it. Now, I've been saying this to Gemini a lot, and I think I should maybe start saying it to you guys as well, Taurus. You have Pluto in your 10th, right? Aquarius. So this, a lot of this is about how you're seen out in the world, the role that you play out in the world. Now, if you've had personal readings with me, and I do have personal readings available just for this season for a couple of weeks. But, you know, if you've had them in the past, especially when I was wrapping up end of last year, beginning of this year, one theme that I've noticed started coming up because I was looking at people's charts in the 10th house. And the 10th house is often like we associate with career or the role that we play out in the world. What I began to notice was that it was much more than that. It was maybe the role that you play in your local community, that, you know, you're the one that spearheads the project to get the local town hall done up, like it's been abandoned and no one's done anything about it, because that's a role that you play. It's how you're seen by other people, much more expansive and what we're willing to do and how just the moves that we make out in the world. So this is why I think speech and how we speak and where we speak from is starting, like, especially for you guys, starting to become a massive theme because of that. Let's see. Now, what else do I want to... let's get some... Oh, I didn't read Firefly. Oh, I did read Firefly. Bloody hell. Right, let's get into this. I'm going to start with the Three of Wands in the past. And I mean, if you have a look at this, so you've got fire in the past, you've got fire in the future. Now, with the Three of Wands, it's a Mars card. It's sun in... It's an Aries card. It's sun in Aries. Think back to last Aries season. Because part of this is, that was your prep for your birthday last year. Like, think about the month before your birthday last year. If you're a Taurus sun, you may not be a Taurus sun, right? But I treat my rising as a second birthday, so maybe you do as well. But think back to last year, Aries season. And there was some action that you thought, I'm going to have to take this action. or I've got expectations, but unless I do X, Y, and Z, which is amazing if you came to that realization, a lot of people don't. If I don't do X, Y, and Z, it's not going to happen. You know, expectations must be based on the actions that we take. At that time, over the last year, right, you may have shut down some stuff, closed down certain things that you were doing, decided, right, I can't focus on whatever it is because I want to focus on this. These are the ships that I want to come in. So this is what I'm going to start to focus on, right? That's all three of ones. Now let's get a clarifier for this. It's in the past. So last week, last month, last year, I think it goes back to last Aries season. You've got the Knight of Wands with this. So this kind of gives it a different element. And the Knight of Wands is the curious optimist, right? Is the one who is going to look for new places, broaden the horizons, have new experiences. So yes, in that sense, then the Three of Wands speaks to me of things that you might have turned your back on. For some of you, this might be your first reading that you're watching of mine in a year. I've got a feeling around that as well. Let me know if that's you. Because the Three of Wands is, you know, I'm going to turn my back on something so I can focus on taking action. Focus on being more present in my life. Don't really know what I'm looking for. Don't really know what I want to be doing, but I know I don't want to be doing this. So I'm going to try to switch things up, which is a big deal for Taurus anyway, right? To get that. Some of you might have gone traveling, considered a new career, started learning something new, but you weren't 100% set on what you were going to do. You were just open to new experiences. You just knew if something doesn't change here, nothing's going to change. Like I have to change something. But so it's fire. It's the way you give your energy out in the world. Come over here. And we've got the underlying energy. Now we've got the Chariot with the Ace of Swords. This is what's so amazing. I love this reading because the Chariot is the balance of the head and the heart. It's your willpower. It's your own will. It's everything that you've learned. So it's number 7, the Chariot. So, you know, with 0, with a fool, you took a leap into something new. And this has kind of fool-like energies to it in some ways, right? A leap of faith, trying something new. With the Magician, you thought, right, I need to be confident to use what I know and the tools that I have to do something. Understand like what my own intuition is telling me with the High Priestess. Creates, give birth to something new. Hold space for different things, Empress. Bring order, but, you know, trust myself, be empowered with the Emperor. And then with the Hierophant, have a different belief system around this. Like, what are the rules that are changing in my life if I want to bring all of this about? Then you realize what you love out of that. So you've made choices, you've made a few decisions, right? Heartfelt decisions with the Lovers. So now we're at the chat, you're ready to move forward with all of that. And in the Rider way, I don't think it's so much in this one, we see elements of, you know, the Magician all the way up to the Lovers in the Chariot, in the Charioteer. Like, you know, it has the stars above it of the Empress's crown, and it has the Lover's kind of emblem on it. It has all the stuff. It has the Emperor's armor. So it brings in all of that. And it's like, everything that I've done, I'm going to take this forward. All of this exploring, you're going to take it forward. But the two horses of the Chariot, the black and the white one, they are the head and the heart. Now, if you haven't been going anywhere fast, or, you know, the progress just feels like there's something going on around that, Ace of Cups, Ace of Swords, because you've got a new way of dealing with your emotions and you've got a new way of communicating. Remember, Ace of Swords is our thoughts, our beliefs, our ideas, and how we communicate them. So it's almost like you got a fresh set of horses on your chariot. Now, you knew the old horses really well. You might have gotten to a place of like great mastery, and you knew how you knew when this thought comes up, it means this. When this feeling comes up, it means this. But what if someone switches out the horses? So there's two great beasts now that are there. They're faster. But you don't know anything about them. You don't know the temperament of these horses yet. And I get the feeling that this is what has you feeling like you're stuck in this kind of blackberry bush, right? You're stuck in these brambles because you're just like, I was so good at this. I was so, you know, I did so much and I was so good at moving forward. But now all of a sudden it just feels like I can't do anything right. Some of you might be feeling that. No, it's because the horses got switched out, which is an amazing thing. Like, and I'm saying this with death underneath it, right? So there's a transformation that's happened. And this may not feel like a reward, but it is a reward. It's for your hard work. And, you know, think about it. Those horses got you as far as you needed to go, the old ones. These are your fresh set. I have a Taurus South node, you guys know that. And I get this. You know, I have a lot of fixed energy in my chart. And my South node is also in a fixed kind of house, is in the fifth house. So I can be like that as well. I mean, I'm famous for posting that Stewie from Family Guy, the GIF, where it says, "I don't like change," right? That's me sometimes. When I have to change out my phone, when I have to change my, you know, that I get a new phone. It's an upgrade, it's a brand new phone, but I don't like the fact that I have to learn it now, or when I get a new computer or anything like that. You've got some of that going on, and that's understandable, and that's totally cool. So be patient with yourself, you know, take deep breaths. You did good though. Whatever it is, I know it may not feel like it, but you did good. Told ya. Right, you did good. You got the star coming up with the chariot. Bloody hell, Taurus. Exactly this. Right. Gather around, my little lovelies. Whatever you've been feeling, right? And if you've just been happy on cloud nine and everything's amazing for you, take a pause and just, if you're feeling that great, when we feel the best is when we can look in the darkest places. So you can afford to take a moment and ask yourself, right? So what is, I don't know, like what's really going on beneath all of that? If I had any fears, what would they be? If I'm worried about something, what would I be? Because with the chariot, these Ace of Swords, Ace of Cups, they're so specific because they're coming up with the chariot. It's your underlying energy, it's a chariot and the Ace of Swords. And here's the thing though, the focus is on the Ace of Cups. Now that's not a good or bad thing, it depends on you. That's why I'm asking you to do this. Is that you might be, the central card here is what we are focused on dealing with or aspiring to. So you might have all these ideas, but you know, your cup doesn't feel full for whatever reason. For some of you're focusing on the cup, so you don't have to focus on saying it. Right. For others of you've already done this. Like you've got the notepads full of ideas, right? You know that stuff that I said to you guys with the Firefly. You've got all these ideas, but whatever that full cup feeling is that you're looking for, that's kind of been missing. Like the horses. Know that both of them have switched out. It's not just one that switched out, both of them have switched out. But the chariot takes us home, and I just say that because of Cancer, right? And you got it with the star. This is a destiny. This is a path. This is an upgrade. This feels like a massive upgrade for you guys. And hold your head up high. I'm going to say that to you with the Six of Wands coming up because you got the Ace of Swords here. And you know, when we've got something new to say, I know that just from doing this. If I just came on and said the same thing that I had said right from the beginning, like, you know, 7 years ago, 8 years ago, whatever. That's okay because I've said it enough times, I feel comfortable saying that. When things switch up, when I'm stepping into a different area, when I'm going to talk in a different way or talk about different things or talk about myself, even, right? And maybe that's part of this. It's much easier to make statements that sound kind of objectively, like objective truth, like an overarching truth. Like people, that's why you hear statements like, oh, well, people do this. And, you know, Taurus does this or Aquarius does this, right? You know, that's where you hear stuff like that. Because it's a very kind of remote, detached way of speaking about people and things. It takes a lot more to say, you know, I'm feeling this, or I've went through this. And when I first started doing that in readings, because that's the way it came through my head, and I only did that to be more true to the message, because I just thought I can translate it and that's going to take me out of the energy, or I'll just give it from the way that I see it or remember it or what comes up for me. That might be what's coming up for you. And it's okay for you to do that. It's okay for you to say, you know, I'm in this blackberry bush and I see it as I'm seeing so many new ideas. But there's something about being proud of yourself and leading by example, shining your light out there. But it's not enough just the action. That's weird, right? Because usually I'm like, it's all about the action, lead by example. Great, you've done that. But now it's about speaking. or not explaining. I don't think it's explaining. I think that we can get stuck in those trauma responses of over explaining things. I mean, trust me, I know that. But this is more coming out and saying something. But it's almost kind of saying that it's like Taurus doesn't feel like they have the emotion, like, you know, it's like saying, oh, I'm not in the right place, or I don't feel like it today. Today doesn't feel like it. When I say this to you, I just kind of feel like it's always going to feel that way. It's always going to feel that way. You know, you might hear someone like me saying, oh, like, let your heart choose. And so that's a confirmation bias. Then it's like, oh no, Jay said, I don't have to say this until my heart's chosen. So if I feel kind of nervous about this or not good about this, maybe that's because my heart hasn't chosen. Or maybe that's because your heart has chosen, but you don't feel confident enough to try saying it in this new way. Just consider that. Let's try this. Bloody hell, that came out very quickly. Yeah, I mean, what is it that you need to say? What is it that has to be expressed? You've got courage here for the strength card coming up. Remember what I always say to you. You know, we can talk about courage and confidence. Really remember it. It's going to be in the Aries cheat sheet. I haven't recorded it yet, but I will do. It's going to be in that a reminder. Courage and confidence does not feel like, you know, we have this notion of, am I courageous enough? Am I confident enough, right? Courage is the act of doing something even when we're afraid of it, of facing something that we're afraid of. Coming from your heart, letting your heart choose, doesn't mean that it feels good. It doesn't mean that, because the immediate response you get is, oh shit, I have to do this, because your heart's picked it. I'll give an example, like the Lovers. I know you've picked something. I know your heart's picked something, because it's the Chariot that's coming up, not the Lovers, right? And the Lovers is the one before that. So you know what you love. And that's a feeling. But we looked at this in Pisces season, remember, it's your 12th house series, of inside, it feels infinite. You know, it feels, it's unearthly, and it's so this magnificent thing. But sometimes in the speaking of it, or making it a physical reality, it diminishes it, because it suddenly has boundaries, it has limitations. And being willing to still say it, knowing that you're going to be misunderstood, knowing that, you know, I'm never going to be able to convey the magnitude of what I'm feeling, it does take courage. Absolutely takes courage. And you've got strength here. So here's the other thing I'm going to say. Aquarius and Leo, that is your 10th house. That is your 4th house. And you can only be as out there in the world, right? Your 10th. As much as you are willing to be comfortable, secure, and understanding of your 4th. Consider this, because that is your home. That is where you are secure. That is what you do with your feelings. And so this is the you must have the strength to understand what you feel first and foremost in a way that you never have before. It's totally different. It's the Ace of Cups. Wow, Taurus. Now you've got the Three of Wands again. So it's here in the past, and then you've got it here in the future as well. So like I said, this is Sun in Aries. So this is, look at this, right? This, the Knight of Wands doesn't need courage. That's Sagittarius energy. And so this could be part of your Sagittarius season. I just said last Aries season because of that. But could have been Sagittarius season. I want you to consider this, that when you were, you know, exploring and doing whatever, you know, choosing things, that isn't so difficult, because when you're just choosing this, that, and the other, you're just exploring, right? It's like going to, I'm trying to think of something big. If you were going to buy a house, right? And that, arguably for a lot of people, buying a house is going to be the biggest investment they ever make in their life, right? So if you were going to go buy a house, this would be, right, the decision, I'm going to buy a house. I'm not going to just spend my weekends gaming with my friends. I'm going to start setting up, exploring different areas. We'll take drives out into the next town over, or the next few cities over, spend the weekend there, see if we like it. Exploration, right? Opening up your horizons, trying to see what decisions you want to make. this is where you realize I've been doing this for 6 months, a year, whatever, and I need the courage to pick something. Like, it isn't so much that I haven't found the perfect house, which some of you might think. It's that notion of I need to kind of make the move now. I'm ready to make the move. I know this is what I need to do. I need to hold my head up high, but it's the courage to do it. Now, the reason that the strength card is coming up with cups, not with the Ace of Swords, it's clarifying the Ace of Cups. So we look at that. That's the main energy here. Even if the Ace of Swords comes out as a clarifier, it's the Ace of Cups that we're looking at with this energy. So think about that. If it's like buying a house and you're like, well, I can't find the perfect house. At some point, you must ask yourself that, why? What is the feeling behind this? Why am I unable to pick a house? And that is where the truth might come about of not what you've already turned your back on, but what you would need to turn your back on. So, you know, I live in London, have lived in London my whole life. If the kind of house that I want to buy next, or the kind of where I want to live, I would have to leave London. And this is something I've talked about on the Discord server, that if I kept saying, not this house, not that house, at some point I have to be honest and say that my heart resides in London. Why? My identity as a Londoner, my whatever, blah, 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 all of that background stuff that might be preventing me from picking a place to live. So that's an example. It may not be that for you. Think about this as a person. You might be dating. Think about this as a career, interviews that you've gone for. Even if it feels like, you know, it's like if you're saying, Jay, I've put deposits down on houses. I've said yes to jobs. They're always coming back. No. Just take that moment and consider within yourself, like, what has that been saving you from? Or what have you not considered yet? Exactly. Three of Swords. Old story, right? And this is a theme. This is that switch from Pisces into Aries. Is we're realizing old stories that we have, where we might be self-critical, old wounds that we have. And it really honestly feels like the last time. I wasn't feeling well a couple of weeks ago, and I almost had the feeling like, oh, this is the last time I'm going to be ill. You know, that kind of a feeling. So if you've got something coming up, know that's the Three of Swords, that we can pull those swords out once and for all. This is not a story we're ever going to tell again about ourselves. In the present, we have death, which is transformation. Let's see. You've got double Scorpio here, which is how you relate to something, right? Because it's Scorpio, it's your seventh house. How you relate to something. And I love this King of Cups because he's bearing it all. This is what it feels like to you. I'm going to ask you, what is your relationship with being vulnerable, with being where you feel exposed? And you will feel exposed. I'm not giving you like a hack on, hey, you know, you're going to be all courageous and confident and go take over the world, Taurus, and it's not going to feel uncomfortable at all. Like, you won't have to bear a thing. It's just going to come to you. I'm not saying that. But first and foremost, with death coming up, there's transformation. This is a change that's happened. I know I said it's Aries season, but this kind of feels more like Sag Scorpio season last year. Like, think back to that. Maybe it's a loss of eclipses that happened because they were in your sign, yours in Scorpio, right? Consider this around your relationship to yourself and to others has changed. Your relationship to your emotions has changed. They don't overrun you as much as they used to. So say once upon a time, feeling embarrassed might have been like the end of everything. Like, you know, it's like, oh my God, I can't handle it. Like, I just need to go into hiding. That the idea of being embarrassed or being exposed or being seen as something was too much for you. I want you to consider if that's still the case. Like, the first time I ever did a live, and I've told the story, like, you know, the first time I ever did a live on YouTube, when I did a live stream, I was like a deer in headlights, like, for the first 5 minutes, because it was like, what the hell? Like, it was so much and the chat was going so fast. And I was like, a part of my brain is, what are you doing? You are live and there are hundreds of people that are watching you. Like, what the hell are you doing? And then I just relaxed into it and I was fine with it. And now I'm at a place where I could turn on my camera any day and just be on camera. It doesn't bother me. But my relationship to being doing a live stream or being seen by in the public, that changed. But what really changed behind that was my relationship to certain emotions. Like, they don't go away, but our relationship to them changes. The King of Cups is socially responsible. Remember that. Yeah, look at this. It's you and Scorpio. So we've got Hierophant. Do you see the fixed energy coming up here, though? Aquarius, Leo, Scorpio, Taurus, you guys. So consider this. Like, what are the rules around you being seen and the emotions that you will express? How has that changed? And our rules can change without us consciously knowing it, because we feel different. That is a part of listening to your heart, is realizing that this feels different. Yay, 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 son. This is where the clarity comes from, of knowing that everything's changed. And first and foremost, the horses have changed. I think that little epiphany on its own will help to move you forward. Just if you realize, oh shit, yeah, the horses have changed. They can go faster. So that's changed. Your relationship to your emotions has changed. Language. Like, so where once upon a time fear might have been a red light, cannot go forward. Now that fear is a green light. It's like, shit, I'm leaving my comfort zone. If I'm feeling afraid, I'm leaving my comfort zone. If I'm worried about how this is going to turn out, it means it matters to me. Like, that is what might have changed for you. So if that has changed, then your rules have changed. What brings you stability and structure might have changed. The path that got you here is not the path that goes forward. So now, not only have the horses changed, the path has changed. But the beauty of realizing this, like I said, it could be the blackberry brambles and they feel all prickly and horrible, right? It is clarity, though. You get clarity, and once it feels like something just clicks, like an epiphany that happens. When you've got this kind of clarity, all you will see are fireflies. That idea and that idea and that inspiration, I could pick that. All of this information comes through to you. And then, Five of Wands. Five of Wands, I mean, it's a conflict card, but it's healthy conflict. It's where it's a challenge card, right? And it's a challenge for the sake of the challenge. It's because we know when we challenge ourselves, we bring out a different version of ourselves. Now, this is not just me saying it because I've said this for since bloody 1996 about the Five of Wands. I'm saying this also from a neuroscience perspective. If you know anything about neuroplasticity, if I could speak, you know, and our brains, we only come up with new ways. You know, if we know how to do things, our brain doesn't expand or do anything, or, you know, how we come up with solutions. When we fail, the brain suddenly goes, hang on a second, hang on a second. We didn't get that one right. So how do we rethink this? How do we come up with a different solution? I'm not saying you have to go out and fail, but that's what failure is, that it's all part of it, right? So because we challenge ourselves to come up with different ways, we pull out new moves, I would say, with the Five of Wands. So yeah, that's what you're doing. You're challenging yourself to show up in a different way. You know, also, and take it from me, and I've shared my own stuff around this. When we look for outer stability all the time, if that's our aim, like, you know, I need the most stable version of this and that and the other, right? I think it actually increases our inner chaos. And I'm saying this coming out of Pisces season with Pisces and Virgo axis. When there's chaos all around us, right? Or what we perceive to be chaos, like new situations, new whatever, that is when we allow our inner peace to shine, our inner stability. There's always chaos and there's always order. But the thing is, when we only look for outer order, then that is the illusion of order and it disguises our inner chaos. So we don't have to face that. If you flip that, if you know, challenging yourself to date different people, get a different job, be a public speaker, whatever it may be, right? Say the thing, that's going to allow you to find true inner peace. Your reading is reading itself for us, I swear to you. Yeah, look at, oh my God, I love this. Let's get one more. So, remember, challenge for the sake of a challenge, because when you challenge yourself, you bring out different versions of you. And I'll show you what I mean by this. Let's see what this is. All right, Pisces. So, Five of Wands, how do we challenge ourselves? Six of Swords is to move forward. And what does the Six of Swords says? I don't know where I'm going, but I know I'm not going back. We're on the same boat. We're going to move forward. This is an Aquarius card as well. And this would be mentally moving forward. Like, you know it's time to make a move and you challenge yourself. This means that you may not know the right thing. This means that you may pick one of the fireflies, which may not be a fully formulated idea. It's just a spark of something, an inspiration. And you're like, right, I can, if I challenge myself, I can do this. I can move forward on this. I can take action on this. It doesn't have to be a fully formulated plan. Nine of Cups, or the Nine of Cauldrons in this deck. And the Nine of Cups, it's a Jupiter card. It's Jupiter and Pisces, but you've got Jupiter in your sign. So this could be that feeling of, this is my heart's desire. This is what I'm grateful for. I'm grateful that I'm able to move forward. I'm grateful that I'm able to discover new parts of myself. I'm going to be led by my emotions. I'm going to be led by whatever the dream is. And I love this because you've already started this. The Knight of Wands tells me that. Like, you're the King of Pentacles, right? That's what Taurus is. Taurus is the King of Pentacles, fixed earth. And these are mutable. So that's mutable fire, Sag, mutable water, Pisces. So that mutability doesn't come naturally to you. It's not something, but you've already started this. You've started already started to do different things. You give your energy in a different way. You've already started this. Now it's about how you express your emotions, how you're led by your emotions, how you dream. Remember what I said, that sometimes you have this thing of, like, I have to have had this idea for a while, then it's a dream. This isn't that. It's almost as if the firefly flickers and you're grateful. Oh my God, I'm grateful that I got to see that. And you run with it, even when it doesn't feel fully formulated, because even though doing that is chaotic on the outside, on the inside, you are able to draw on this level of inner peace. There's a truth that is being spoken from within you. That's what you're trying to bring out here and express it. And I'm not saying you get it done in the first go, right? It's not one and done. Three knights you got in this, because right at the end here, who arguably was the first knight that came out, is the Knight of Swords, Gemini. And that's your second house, right? So you're speaking from this place of value. You're speaking from this place of, this is what matters to me. Remember, what the Knight of Swords is almost like a crusader. The Knight of Swords takes action based on one's beliefs, but is also a curious optimist. Now, here, the Knight of Wands, I said, is a curious optimist, right? But it's curious how, by doing different things, trying different things, experiencing different things. The Knight of Swords is different. It's curious by asking questions. It's curious, and that might be the way forward. You don't always have to have all the answers. None of us. I mean, going into the new era, none of us have any of the answers. It's totally new to us. I think about something like, even if we take something literal, like ChatGPT or something, like some AI. And if you were to look at that, I mean, there's this new AI that's come out, like Devon AI, that came out just over the weekend. I saw a news thing on it, which, hey, it's going to help you write code and go over it and test it and do all sorts of stuff. Now, if I said to you, right, tell me everything about Devon AI, it's just come out. How would you know that? How would you know that? But you would interact with it. You would take action based on your curiosity. You'd ask questions. How could this help me? How could I implement this? How could I work with this? Who would I need to be to make this work? Like, those kind, that's the Knight of Swords. Well, Page of Shields. Page of Shields is the Page of Pentacles. So this is, one step at a time, take it slowly. You don't have to rush forward. I'm not saying that at all, even the Chariot and the Six of Swords. You will make progress forward. You got knights, you're moving forward this season. But there's a kind of repetition feeling to this. The devil is in the details. Be mindful of what you say, how you say it, right? This is not just, do I stay quiet or do I not stay quiet? Stay quiet. This is more, I'm going to say something, but what am I going to say? And am I going to frame it as a question? Somebody asked me a question, I think it was over a week ago. Someone asked me a question about how I deal with if someone came up to me and said something to me or said something like horrible about me or to me, right? And I said, and they said, what would you do? And I said, well, it depends. And they said, what do you mean? And I said, if they've already decided, they've already made a decision, then I'm not going to argue with them. I'm going to let them decide. It's cool with me. I only engage with this curiosity. So if someone asks me a question, they want to understand, right? Then I'm going to engage. Then we'll have a conversation. We'll go wherever the conversation takes us. But if someone's made a decision already, they've already decided that you're a loser, you're crap, or you just talk whatever, what is there to decide? Or what is there to discuss even in that situation? So curiosity is amazing. It gets you so far in life. People would talk to you when you come from a place of curiosity much more than when you come from, I've already made a decision, I know everything, because there's nothing to add to that. Then it's an argument, right? Because they're trying to dissuade you. I don't try to dissuade people. Oh, Page of Swords. So these are kind of new beginnings that we've got. This is a beginner's mindset, which would ask questions, right? A beginner's mindset is you ask questions. You're not quite sure. And it's okay to not be sure. So you guys, you didn't get the Page of Cups, but you have the Knight of Cups, the Queen of Cups, and the King of Cups. There is a lot coming up around emotions and feeling. And this is the expression of how you feel. Not just doing the right things, not just having the right things, not just thinking the right things even, but it's when you express, when you speak, you're speaking from this heart place. You got the Sun with the King of Cups, like you know how you feel. But when your relationship with that feeling changes, then how you express that feeling or how you move through the world with that feeling changes as well. So there's a deeper level of feeling that's coming up here. But remember, we want this inner peace card that comes up, that you are that lotus flower that may be growing in crap, right? You know, that there may be darkness and murkiness there, confusion even, but how you open up, how you express this, that is what dictates how you move forward now. There you go, Taurus. Those are your messages. I love you guys very much. I will see you next time, but that's all for now. Goodbye.